Blog Talk Radio.
Who am I? This is George Gamond, and welcome to the Tuesday show. Today is Tuesday, isn't it? It's not Monday. It's Tuesday. Okay. So much for that silliness. How's everyone today? You having a good day so far? You having some fun? You know, life is about having fun. What we're going to talk about today is the word hope. And I kept, you know, every morning I asked Spirit, okay, what can I talk about? What would be cool thing to talk about, right? And the word hope kept coming into me, like, use the word hope, get into the word hope, use the word hope. And I thought, okay, what am I going to do with the word hope? So I thought I would define it. I know I have a caller, and I would be with you in a minute. Let me set up the show. Let's talk a little bit about hope and how that relates to you as a caller and a listener and how I can help you with the word hope, okay? And let's define the word hope for a moment. I like the Wikipedia definition of hope. Hope is an optimistic attitude of mind that is based on an expectation of positive outcomes related to events and circumstances in one's life or the world at large. As a verb, it defines includes expect with confidence, to cherish a desire with anticipation. And I thought that was a pretty good definition. It's knowing, really feeling something's going to happen. You have this outlook that something's going to happen. You have hope of the outcome. So I was thinking of, okay, what's an example of hope in my life? And I thought, well, one example of hope in my life is I went on a two-day hike with friends, and we hiked from 2,000 feet to 10,000 feet over 2 days. And it was pretty steep at times. And we got really close to the campsite that we were going to go to. It was in Yosemite National Park, and it was called Clouds Rest. It actually, when you woke up on this campsite in the morning, you were above the clouds, which was really cool. It was Clouds Rest. So we'd been hiking for a day and, day and three quarters, almost the whole thing. And I had the wrong I had a pair of shoes on that just didn't work for this hike. They were work boots. They weren't hiking boots. And they were tearing up my feet. And I was just like at my wit's end. I was tired, exhausted, because it was mostly uphill. I mean, we would travel from like 4,000 feet to 10,000 feet that day. It was a lot of hiking. And my feet were just raw. And I just got to this point where I sat on this rock and thought, I'm done. I can't do this, right? I can't do this anymore. Whatever happens, I'm on this rock. At this point, I didn't really care. So it's the mental fatigue as much as the physical fatigue. But a friend of mine came back because I was the last person because of my feet and my shoes and all this stuff. I was the last person in the group. My friend came back to me and said, look, you only have about a quarter of a mile to go, and you'll be at the campsite. You can do this. And I'll go with you. I'll walk with you. So that's, to me, was an example of somebody giving somebody hope. Oh, yeah, you don't have far to go. You're almost there. You're going to make it. I'll go with you. I'll make sure you get there. And so I made it, stayed overnight. It was fun. It was an amazing morning, the next morning, to wake up and look at the clouds below us on the site. And then the way back, of course, we went really quickly down the mountain. It only took us like 4 hours to get back going downhill. And my feet felt much better in the morning, obviously, so I could walk. So that's hope. That's somebody giving you hope that you're going to make it. You're going to make it. Now, have you ever had that thing in your life where you just knew it was just a little bit further and you're going to get there? You could see the signs of it was going to happen in your life. You just knew it was going to happen. Now, how does that relate to us and what we do here and what I do, or anyone who coaches or psychic or whatever you call the person, I channel hope. I give spirit. Spirit wants to give you hope. It's because we show you, yeah, it's there. You're going to get it. It's just right in front of you. It's the law of attraction that you're putting it out there to get something, and it's right there. It's just in front of you. It's just around the corner. Now, that's what I define as hope. Now, I'll take the caller, and I have some other articles on hope and how to build up your hope, and then I want to channel my spirit group about the word hope and getting hope. So that's what I do. That's what our job is to give you hope. Yeah, it's there. And spirit will show it to us, and you'll get to see it through somebody else's eyes, like my friend telling me, "Yeah, it's only a quarter mile. You can do this. I'll walk with you." Gave me hope that I can make it. I didn't have to sleep on this rock all night and perhaps freeze. So that's hope. So let's talk about that a little bit more. I think it's a beautiful word if used in that way, of somebody giving you something in the future to see. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. And who is this?
My name is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How are and so what's going on with Kimberly on this beautiful Tuesday?
Well, I'm calling in reference to my son. He was in college, and he left school early because he wasn't doing well academically. And now he's at home, and I'm attempting to motivate him or give him some hope. But it just seems like he's not motivated.
But, dear, here's the problem. Here's the problem as I hear it for you from Spirit, okay?
Okay.
You can't do it.
Okay.
He has to have it. Hope for him is he has to personally see where he's going. He has to find his own mission or passion or something in life where the next thing is to motivate him. The motivation comes from him seeing something that where he wants to reach out for. All you can do, you can give him ideas. You can throw ideas out. Why don't you do this and why don't you do that and why don't... But those only work if you know what he's really passionate about. Does that make sense? Like me, in that case of climbing the mountain, getting to the campsite, I had a goal. So a friend of mine said, "You can get it. It's only a little ways ahead of you." For him, you have to know what his passion is. What's he want to do? Well, he has to want to do something. You know, does he want to be a rock star? Does he want to be a geologist? Does he want to be, you know, what does he want to do other than just sit on the couch?
He says he wants to be a psychologist.
Okay. How can you give him hope? Right?
You can
introduce him to a psychologist. You can meet a psychologist. You can find out about a psychologist and what they do, right?
Right.
He can get introduced into what they do and how they work, and he could be motivated by getting excited about what they do by getting to know a psychologist, not on a therapeutic necessarily level, but yeah, he has to get excited about it and be motivated to it. Does he know where he wants? Being a psychologist is a lot of school. He has to get at least a master's degree to be a psychologist, right?
Right.
So where does he want to go to school?
He's been accepted to the University of Alabama, Birmingham.
Okay, so he's step one. Okay, here's what I hear. How can you make that easier for him?
I don't know about making it easier. I mean,
In the sense, because, see, if he's not motivated, there's something that's blocking him from doing it, right? Or is he just waiting to go to school? Is he just waiting to go to school, or is he just...
He's waiting. Yeah, he's just waiting to go to school.
Okay, so maybe right now you can make it easier by just meet people who are in that field already so he can be excited about, even more excited about doing it, right? about all you can do. You can't prod and push him. He just has to get motivated, and all you can do is show him something that say, hey, why don't you meet this person? You know, they're willing to talk to you and explain a little bit more about what it is. Maybe he doesn't know enough about it, and you go, wait a minute, that's not what I want to do.
Okay.
But that's what I feel is that his energy, yeah, he's just not inspired because he just doesn't have enough information. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very
okay.
much.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. Right. Bye.
Bye.
Hope. Yeah. How could she give him more hope? That's a good question. How can – and I think he has hope. I really do. I think the young man has hope. He just is kind of floundering right now because, well, you know, I got to wait for school. Okay. I mean, he could be reading books about – he could be reading about psychologists, famous psychologists. He could be reading some of their works, and that might help. I would say more contemporary, not Freud or Jung, maybe Jung, but not so much Freud, but modern psychoanalysts or psychologists today that – I think a great book on a therapist that he might get inspired by that's related to – I don't know if he's still listening. She's still listening. Hope she is. John Bradshaw, he wrote about family issues and family dynamics, and he was a therapist who had a really tough life. He was an alcoholic. He was a Catholic priest at one time, and he wrote about dysfunctionality in families and family dynamics and inner child work. And Alice Miller is another one. I've read both of these authors and excellent material on working with families and the inner child work and, you know, the family dynamics and how children – okay. So I'm going to back off and say, okay, give him hope. Let him read something really interesting books about people and psychologists who've been knocked around a little bit and how they got there. Because sometimes the best therapists are those that have been kicked around a little bit, have had some issues and some problems and have worked through it. You know, that your best drug therapists or therapists that work with drug addiction or alcoholism have been there. They know what it's like. They've experienced it. You know, family dynamics. Maybe it's a person who's had some really family difficulties, man, has been through a divorce. They make good therapists. If they can take that experience and use it and to help people to have hope by their experiences and the knowledge that they have gained and the abilities they have gained. Okay, I'm off on a whole different tangent here, and I thank you for taking me on that tangent. But that's what hope is about. It's hope shows you, yeah, I went through it. I had difficulties. I had problems. Yours might be different, but you can get there. Hope is, yeah, you can get there. So I'll let my spirit guides talk to you if you want to call in and about hope or whatever else you want to talk about. If you want to talk to dead people, we can do that. It's just kind of like talking to my spirit guides, but they kind of bring in dead people to talk to you too. Okay, but dead people, I mean your ancestors or famous people. If you want to talk to a famous person, my spirit guides will bring somebody in to let you get the message from them. Why not, right? Let's have some fun. If we're not having fun, why are we doing it? I love that expression by Jack Canfield. So what was I going to do next? Oh, I was going to talk about hope. Hope and the Law of Attraction. I thought this is a really interesting article about the relationship between the two. And the author, she wrote a whole bunch of stuff on the Law of Attraction. And Danielle Schwartz, okay, so that's the author. And let me read her little article here, and we can discuss it a little bit more about hope. And if you want to call in, if you want to get a message from my spirit guides or your ancestors, let's do it. They'll give you some hope for the future. They want to give you hope. They want to point you, hey, this is going to happen. You're almost there. Hope is touted as a good quality, and it can be, but it also blocks the Law of Attraction working for you most effectively. When I'm working with a client or just speaking with a friend, I often tell them to have faith that all will work out to get what they want. A common response is, I hope so. Does I hope so sound like an intention to you. It tells the universe you wish you have a wish for something. People hope insist on showing faith. I insist on expressing doubt. I insist that expresses doubt. It's like, I'll try. Try, hope, try can be really, really kind of negative with what she's saying. It's hope could be, I don't know if it's there or not. I'm not sure. I hope it's there. I'm not quite sure if it's there yet. But hope can be, yeah, I see it. Okay, hope is looking into the future with a wishful intent for something you want to happen. Faith is living in the present, knowing that it will all work out. Well, the two can work together. They don't have to be in odds of each other, okay? Usually I'll give someone a positive talk about how I know that something good is coming for them. Instead of an enthusiastic response, I hear a tentative, I hope so. That does nothing to raise your vibration to the level for your need for manifesting. I hope so. Yeah, I have hope that it will come. I have faith and hope that it will come. That's a little different way of saying it. Hope. Hope in the sense of I see it. I know the outcome. Yeah, I do see the outcome. You see the definition difference there? It's a slight use of the word, and it's a little different. Like, for example, in my case, hope was, yeah, I can see the outcome. I have hope. I can see the outcome. Not I hope so. Like that could, maybe not. Maybe I won't make it. I hope so. I hope it's close. No, I hope. I have hope that it is close. I have that feeling in me. It's a feeling of knowing that it's close. You could use the word in different ways. And I think her article, and I'm trying to tear it apart a little bit, you don't have to get hung up on I hope so, but you can still use the word hope in part of your sentences of discussing what you want. Okay, let me finish your article. It's good to have hope that you'll get there, get what you want, but using more definite words fuels the law of attraction better. I expect to get the job. I trust the problem will work out. Okay, I know it'll be fine. She didn't define the words. Okay, so she used the word expect, trust, and know. But you can use those words with the word hope. Yeah, I have hope. I trust. I expect. I know. I believe. I have faith. Oh, hope is not a bad word. I use this article as kind of a contrary point of view because some people do say, I hope so. I'll try. I'll hope so. But you have to use the word in the context of, yeah, hope is something you can see. I feel it. I know it's there. It's out there. It's not some blind thing that, oh, may or may not happen. I don't know. I hope it does. No, I have hope. I can see it. I can see that quarter mile ahead. I know it's right there. I can sense that campsite really close. That's hope. Okay? So we'll get into more things on hope, and we'll let my spirit guides. We're actually waiting for your calls. I'd love to hear from you folks. If you want to talk to a spirit guide, have them talk about your life and give you hope for the future, see your future. That's what psychics do, don't they? They see your future. They see what's coming up for you. They give you hope that something's going to happen. You're going to meet somebody. You're going to get a new job. That gives you hope. That gives you a sense of belief and trust if you accept it. And if you accept the words, if somebody tells you and you trust that person and they have a good reputation of putting it out there for people and they say it's going to happen in a month, that buys you into the law of attraction because then you expect it. Then you're ready for it. You start thinking about it and you expect it versus, oh, I don't know. I don't know when it's ever going to happen. I'm not sure if it's going to happen. So use hope in that context of I see it, I have hope, I can actually, it's just ahead of me, it's just around the corner, it's there. And then the illustration I was thinking of this morning when I was talking about the word hope is if you go out for a day hike and you're going to walk to a waterfall and you're so far along and it's a 3-mile hike and you've been walking for a couple miles and mile and a half or so and you start to hear the waterfall. You start to hear the water coming over the rocks. Oh, that gives you hope, doesn't it? Wow, actually feel it. I can hear it. I can feel the ground with the water splashing. You're getting closer. You get more of your sensory perception of it. Ooh, it's getting close. I hope. Yeah, I got hope. It's going to be there. Not, I hope so. Because you have a definite indicators that it's going to happen. So hope works well when you have definite indicators that it's there, when you can actually see it off in the distance and you know it's going to happen. So that's what we do in helping you, is give you hope. Yeah, we see it off in the future. It's there. Really, seriously, it's there. So that's why people call in, to people like myself, because we give you hope. We can see something that you can't quite see yet. It actually is there. Okay, let me get into another article on hope. And I have some quotes I wanted to give you, a little bit off the topic, but I thought they were kind of inspiring. We're always good to be inspired by things in life, right? But I want to hear from you and what's going on in your lives. And if you have any questions for spirit, if you want to talk to your ancestors, and my spirit guides will bring them in, or a famous person. We can do it, all of it. So 8 ways to increase hope. And this is from beliefnet.com. Naomi Drew is the author. I'm just going to skip right to Naomi Drew is an MA, a therapist, and an expert in conflict resolution, peacemaking in schools and homes. Oh, and her website is learningpeace.com. I'll just jump right into little ways to increase your hope. Number one, be kind to yourself. Oh, think about what you need most and then do it. Is it a cup of tea, a brisk walk, some downtime, a quiet music, a little rest, or reading inspirational literature? Whatever it is, grant yourself permission to do it, even for a few minutes. If you're at work, take a care break where you can take care of you for a brief moment. These small amounts accumulate and transform the texture of your day. Well, they help take away the anxiety, the stress, the doubt, so that hope can be there. When you're stress-free or reduced stress or anxiety, it's easier to see hope for the future. But if you're overwhelmed by stuff, things around you, it's hard to see that clarity. So being kind to yourself kind of reduces a lot of that anxiety and stress to get there. Okay, let me move on to the next one. Create a 5-minute silence ritual. This is a good one. I like this one a lot. So let me go through this. Light a candle and pray. Meditate or reflect. You don't have to believe in any particular deity to make this work. Just silent reflecting in front of a lit candle is extremely nurturing and healing. This may be one time of the day when you feel connected to your soul, perhaps even somewhat larger. Don't skip this step. It's very powerful. Candles can be cool to stand in front of, and they're very meditative. And what they do, by looking at a candle and looking at the flame, you get to focus. You're not distracted by everything around you. So it starts to increase that internal peace, increasing hope by bringing kind of more peace into your life, more centeredness into your life, more of a relaxed state in your life. So her whole point here, and if you kind of look at her article, is that you increase hope by taking away the distractions and the negativity in your life. But the next one, I'm going to post this on Facebook. If you've joined me on Facebook already, let's see if I can do this. Yes, I think I can do this. So if you're with me on Facebook, if you're not with me on Facebook, please join me on Facebook, because I post all these articles all the time, and I post other things, and I try to find some really humorous stuff too, because I think it's important to maintain our level of humor. So let me check back, see if you guys are with me. I have a caller. I'll be with you in a minute. Let me just do one more point about hope and increasing hope, ways to increase hope. I like this one. This is, they're all really good, but this one's really important now. Society is curtail your intake of news. Overstimulation with news right now is detrimental to emotional health. If you read the newspaper in the morning, let that be enough. I get my news on the internet. I don't get a physical paper anymore. Well, actually read the paper. Never mind. If you don't need to turn on the TV or radio too, especially before bed, consider putting a complete moratorium on news at least a week. I haven't watched the evening news in a long time. I know. I'm different. Okay. Anything you missed will be there tomorrow. Drastically curtail any news you let your children watch. Well, why would you do that? What's that got to do with hope? If you see the world and you see all the crummy things that are happening in the world, that can just distract from your hope for a better future, can't it? It just kind of tears you apart to see, oh, this is happening and that's happening, and there's a bombing here and a killing there, and these world leaders are crazy, and you know, it's just distracting from hope. That's not how you increase hope. You have to see what you want to see in the future. The positivity, it's the law, back to the law of attraction. You see what you're trying to manifest for yourself and society. Okay, now I can take a caller. We got through that point. We'll get to the next one in a minute. So we're about hope. I think it's a great word. I'm glad Spirit brought it up as a discussion today. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? And whom am I speaking to?
This is Tanika.
I'm sorry, speak up a little bit louder, please.
This is Tanika.
Tanika, oh. You're not quiet today. You're very quiet today. What's that? What's going on?
Nothing. I was just studying while I'm listening. And I mean, if you can give me any kind of hope that you see for me passing my final exam, I guess that's the kind of hope I'd be interested in hearing, but I'm just studying while I'm listening. That's why it's so quiet.
Ah, so what are you studying for?
It's for pharmacy, like pharmaceutical things.
Oh, okay. You're going to do well. You know that.
I hope so.
Ooh, we get back to that word hope. See now, when you say I hope so, puts in doubt, doesn't it? You created a little doubt there, didn't you?
Yeah, because this is something
Okay, so here's the message for you, and it's a very simple message, okay? Start visualizing yourself passing the exam. Don't worry about the questions per se right now because you're studying to learn the material. But if you want to increase hope, you have to see the outcome as you want to see it, okay? So if you meditate or whatever you do, just be quiet and silent for a couple minutes and just start visualizing yourself at the end of the exam and seeing getting your paper back or however they score it. They put it on the board, you get a paper back. How does it go for you?
You get it. You get a paper back right away when it's done.
With a grade, right?
Yeah.
So start visualizing that grade coming back to you the way you want to see it. You want an A, you want a B, what do you want? A number? You want a 90%? What do you want? What would make you happy? I'm sorry?
I would be happy with even a B to pass this, but of course an A would be great.
Okay, so let's, I don't know if it's a percentage, is that 85% or is that just a B written on the paper?
It's like 85 to 95%, I think, 85%.
Okay, just start visualizing that paper coming back to you at 85%. How does that make you feel? If you could visualize it right now, getting that paper back with 90% on it, how would you feel?
So great about myself.
Okay, then start doing that. Start visualizing it. And then as you study and you work on the material, just continue to see that paper coming back at 90%.
Okay.
That's how you're giving yourself hope. You're seeing, like in my case, the campsite. It's only a quarter mile away. Now I can see it, right? I can hear the waterfall. I know it's not too far away, right? So if you can start visualizing, I can see that paper with 85 or 90%. Let's do 90. Once you stick with 90, that's even a better score, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just start seeing it. Start visualizing it. And what that will do for you is to motivate you to learn more, to study, because then you can see the outcome you want. If you don't, if you can't see the outcome you want, if you can't visualize it, if it doesn't feel real, you get discouraged and not want to study, right?
Mm-hmm.
So start doing it. Every day, okay. Set the intention. Set your intention. When's the exam?
I think the 14th, and then after that you schedule and take the state test.
Okay, so start every day before that, visualize the outcome. 2 or 3 times a day, start visualizing the outcome you want to see on the exam, and then start studying. You'll get there. You will. Because what you're doing is you're pre-setting your mind and your essence, or your who you are as a person to achieve what you want. You're telling yourself, I'm going to achieve it. I see 90%. I'm going to achieve that. So you put your mind into gear and your focus into doing that, right?
Yeah.
Athletes do that all the time. They visualize ahead of time the outcome that they want to see. A quarterback will visualize before the game the passes going to the receivers. And who's going to receive it, how they're going to receive it. They play the game out in their head and visualize the outcome of the game before they play it. Tennis players do that. Golfers do that. Athletes in general are a great example of people who visualize the outcome, and it works out that way. There was a great baseball player many, many years ago named Willie Mays who played for the San Francisco or Giants. And he talked about an interview one time at night before the next game. He would actually see the game, how it was going to be played. He would see himself catching the balls in the outfield. And that actually would work out the way he saw it, the way he visualized it the night before would actually happen the next day. He was so in tune to the universe that he could visualize the outcome of plays the night before, and they would happen that during the game. It's kind of a metaphysical, spiritual thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just manifesting it.
Yeah, and golfers do that too. Tiger Woods would visualize hitting the ball, and he could see himself hitting the ball and ball going to a certain place, and he would visualize that. Okay. So do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just visualize the outcome you want and stay with, because you will gear yourself for that outcome.
Okay.
You can do that. It's easy, right?
Yeah.
That's what hope is about, is you see the outcome. It's so real that it's there. Make it real. Make that paper coming back at 90% going. Make it feel really real. You can even take a blank piece of paper and write 90% on it and just see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
You'll do well. You'll do well. But that's how I'm going to give you hope. That's what Spirit wants you to do, is start really visualizing that outcome you want. Make it real. You can do this.
Yeah. Yep,
better than thinking 60%, isn't it? A lot better.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, okay, so work on it. Just practice. Just set that intention and set that visualization, and even write that little piece of paper with 90% on it so you see it all the time.
Okay.
You can do this. You got it. It's done deal. It's done. You just have to set it in motion. And then they get the universe working with you to make it happen. Okay?
Yeah.
We'll get back to work.
I will. Okay. I'll keep listening to studying.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
So that's an example of hope, isn't it? I can see the outcome. I can see the 90%. And athletes are a great example of that. I use athletes, an example of athletes who visualize the outcome of games and events. Skiers do that, snow skiers. They or even race car drivers, they do that. They visualize the course. They see their course. They walk the course and visualize themselves driving that course and going as fast as they want to go. It's knowing ahead of time that you're going to accomplish it. That's hope. It's not, oh, maybe. It's, yeah, I can see it. I can visualize it. Okay, let me, okay, I got a caller. Let me, I'll be with you in a second. Let me do this other one about hope and 8 ways to increase your hope. And next point is treat each day like a precious gift. I like that. Be vigilant in looking for things and people to appreciate. What if today was the last day of your life? How would you want to live it? Now, you ever ask that question to yourself? How would I do if it was my last day, right? Well, I don't know. I don't think I want to go there, but that's all right. Ask yourself this question throughout the day. It will help you let go of the countless petty annoyances that tend to throw most of us off balance. Shift your gaze to appreciation. Who and what are you grateful for? Make a list each day and add to it. How does that build hope? Well, you appreciate things. And building hope, because I appreciate this and I appreciate that, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful. You're putting it out to the universe. I want more of this stuff to appreciate. I got to create my hope. It's a good question. What would you do if this is the last day of your life? And you're physically capable of doing things, right? You just weren't locked in a bed all day. That's a good question. What would you do? Chat room people, I only got one person there, but that's okay. What would you do? Last day of your life. Think about it for a minute. I got a few more minutes left in the show. Or write something down. I've got to keep my mind focused here. Okay, let me take a call. It's a 415 area code. Yeah, last day of your life. Interesting question. Hello?
So morbid. Hey, I don't want to think about that, but I understand the concept.
Well, okay, what if you could pick any one thing to do today that no restrictions, what would you do? Who am I speaking to first? And that's not where you wanted to go with this conversation, I know. But who am I speaking to?
This is Jessica.
Jessica, so what would you do?
Well, I asked myself that. I actually asked myself that today. What do I want to do? Because I'm on the East Coast, and I had to go somewhere. I was passing New York City. I said, "Okay, you want to go into the city? Where do you want to go in the city?" And it ended up that I just wanted to go home. But
well,
I did entertain that thought for a little. But I just didn't. I was running around, and I just didn't feel like. I just wanted to go home.
That's a good last day of your life. Just spend it at home. I think most people would say, I'd love to spend it at home or love to spend it with people I love. Wouldn't that be the normal good answer? I'd love to spend that day with people I love.
I don't know. I don't like the topic. So I don't.
Okay. So what is on your mind?
Well, it actually has to do with your subject, because it's something that's been playing in my mind for like a week now, because I am in the process of healing this health thing that came up the last, I guess it's been going on for 2 months now. And I've been doing a lot of energy work around it and changing what I ate, which I never ate that anyway, taking supplements and I'm determined to heal it, and I will have several days that I'm convinced that it's because it's basically like a lump that I found. So I'm convinced that it got smaller, that it's shrinking, that it's healing. And then like a day will go by or later in the day, and I'll check it again, and I'll say, I don't know, did it actually get smaller? Am I actually healing it? And I kind of go in this like weird, it's a strange thing. And I've been playing around
You slip from hope to doubt.
Well, I've been playing around this thing. I said, I don't know if spirit wants me to just make that transition that I'm just focusing on my third eye vision and leave behind what I see with my physical eyes.
Okay. So what do you want? Doesn't matter what spirit wants. What do you want?
I want to heal it.
Okay.
I want 100% heal it.
The universe wants what you want. Okay. If you're feeling it in your soul and in your essence that I want to heal, that's your determination, right?
Yeah, but it's weird that I go from 100% being like, it is healing. Like yesterday, I was really excited that it is healing, that it's smaller and it's healing.
Okay.
But today I'm not. I was thinking that this morning, and then in the afternoon I was like, I don't know if it actually is smaller and healing.
Well, okay. Well, let me give you one thing, and I know this is, you know, when you're facing health issues, it's kind of tough, and I understand that one. And sometimes you have to kind of say, okay, I want it to heal. Now I'm just gonna going to check it every hour on the hour to see, ooh, is it getting healing? Is it smaller? Is it smaller? Just relax and just turn it over and say, okay, it's going to heal. I know it's going to heal. Don't pay as much attention to it. No, if you have to go to the doctor, you're going to go to the doctor. I mean, you don't avoid any of the medical treatment that you believe you should have. And if you feel like you're in a crisis where you need to have it looked at, that's another story. But if you can go days without thinking about it and just be happy and joyful and know it's healing without checking it every hour, you're going to feel better about it, okay? You're not going to be so intense about it. Give it some space and time to heal. Does that make sense?
I know. I try to coach myself with that. I think I'm right there, you know, making that transition to surrender. And that's what I said. I said, okay, Stop looking at it.
Yeah, you got to stop. Well, you got to find something else to do that feels good.
Right.
You got to distract yourself from that. Find things that you like to do versus worrying about your problem. You turned it over. You've turned it over to the universe, so let it go for a while.
But you know what? My mind starts lingering as far as, like, is it really – did I really do it? You know, like yesterday I was like, oh, my God, I really did it.
Okay. What you here's a suggestion for you and what you might want to focus on. Study mindfulness. Get into mindfulness. Mindfulness is about focusing on the moment, but not necessarily the negativities in the moment, other things in the moment. Focusing the lasering your mind on certain things that you want to be doing and you can be doing that aren't necessarily your problem. Mindfulness is just being, oh, wow, it's a beautiful sunset. I'm going to go out there and watch the sunset. It's really nice out. It's a beautiful day. I need to spend time outside today. Whatever it is, this is really a great book. I'm just going to focus on my book and just – it's training the mind. You know, it's like that mind training. By mindfulness, you're training the mind to focus on what you're doing right this moment, you know, away from those other things. Okay? And so, as Edgar Tolle would say, or he's written in The Power of Now – is when you start, your mind starts to slip off the focus. You just say, stop. Let me get back to this thought. I want to go to this thought. Stop. You just stop your mind from thinking those things and move back to what you want to be focusing on. It's work. It's training your mind to stop the monkey mind thing. Okay?
So I know this is a kind of a silly question, but do you think that it has gotten smaller? I can't resist to ask the question.
Yeah, yes. I'll give you a yes.
Are you just saying that?
No, that's why I got a positive energy. I got a positive energy around the word yes. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Stay with it.
Well,
stay
it's
with
a
it.
Good lesson.
Stay with it. Mm-hmm. Stay with it. Stay with it. Don't... But just set that intention, okay?
Yeah.
Now, we only have a minute. The other thing you can do, and a lot of people do for self-healing, is every day go through a little ritual of your little army of healers that go down there and shrink it, that are working on it. Your little army of healers, light healers, that go down there and shrink it. And just visualize your little army going down there that chipping away at it every day, okay?
Right.
Put
okay.
Put them to work every morning, going down there and chipping at it. Don't worry about what it looks like. Just set your army down there to fix it, to heal you.
Okay.
I'll let you go.
All right.
Okay, have a good one.
Thank you
very
much.
Care.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye now.
All right. Bye bye.
I've heard of people doing that. It's a great exercise if you want to heal. But you got to be really focused on it, and you got to really believe it. And you got to really accept the concept that you can heal. Humans have that problem. Well, I'll be back tomorrow. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. We'll talk about, I don't know about tomorrow. We'll talk about something. Bye now.